This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Basketball tonight, the Timberwolves are on the road. They're in the Big Apple facing the Knicks at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. The game will tip at 6:30. Both clubs are 4-3. The 22nd-ranked Gopher volleyball team visits number 11 Wisconsin tonight in Madison. It's a key Big Ten midweek showdown. Minnesota coach Keegan Cook says he's looking forward to tonight's challenge to see how much his team has improved after letting a pair of two-set leads slip away in the past 10 days.
We just need to learn to finish those matches where we're ahead, right? Both Purdue and USC, we put ourselves in a position to win the match. And we just need that last strike, that last push, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, I think is what we're looking for, is just being able to slow down our opponents one more time and kill a ball in transition. We're right there knocking on the door, and it takes a lot.
Match time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Gopher women's basketball team notched a big win over North Dakota last night to open its season. It'll host Manhattan on Friday night. The Gopher men's team will host Alcorn State on Saturday morning. No Gopher football this weekend. It's a bye week. They'll have a road trip to Oregon next Friday. The Vikings are done with practice today at team headquarters in Eagan. They're gearing up for Sunday's home game against the Baltimore Ravens and quarterback Lamar Jackson. And what a win for the Wild last night. They got a goal in overtime for Marcus Johansson, even though the puck did not go into the net. The Wild beat Nashville 3-2 in OT. The game winner was awarded by the official after the Predators' goalie knocked the net off the moorings. Minnesota defenseman Zeev Bouyum scored in the game and says they're hoping now to take this two-game winning streak with momentum on the road.
Yeah, I think what we have Carolina next, right? And they're a good team. And as much as we didn't play how we wanted to tonight, I think we all know how we want to play, and we feel confident in that sense. So, yeah, I mean, we didn't have the best, you know, homestand, but, you know, we ended up with two wins. And I think Benny said something about being 1-0 in November, and now we're 2-0. So we just got to keep chugging along and finding ways.
Tomorrow's game in Raleigh is set for 6 o'clock. This is MNN Sports.